our top story. We stay here until we finish our parade. That's the message coming from Loyalists and the Orange Order in North Belfast. It's been 2 months since the Parades Commission determination stopped the North Belfast Orange Lodges returning past Ardoyne on the 12th. Since that day, protesters have manned what they're calling a civil rights camp at Tweddle Avenue. The protest site houses a caravan and a cabin. It's based next to the Ardoyne roundabouts, manned 24 hours a day. Those in the camp have vowed to stay there for as long as they say is needed. Our reporter Lisa McAllister has been to the camp and began by speaking to protester Tina Patrick.
I would call in every day. I don't do the rota every day, although I've done quite a lot of shifts, yes. I believe that the lodges and bands and supporters should return home.
What's it like here day to day?
On the camp, it's good crack, good fun. You're learning a lot about everybody else's community. But talk about the difficulties that unionist people are going through. You're seeing that the difficulties you have on your doorstep isn't just your doorstep. It's happening in other loyalist unionist communities. Comradeship is brilliant.
How far away are people coming from?
Derry, Coleraine, Cullybacky, Antrim, Bangor, Newtownards.
How long do you think this will stay here for?
I think it will stay for as long as it takes.
And when you look at the costs of it, Tina, the fact that the police are saying that it's costing $50,000 a night, is that too high a price to pay?
I would ask the police why is it costing that. I question it because I don't see the necessity for it. I was in the forces myself.
Thomas Foster, LOL 739, number 9 District, Shangle Road. I would like to see the police issue a breakdown of the cost. I would like to know where they get it from, and I would like to see it broken down and made public.
You don't entirely believe that figure then?
No. If they show me where they get it from, broken down as in X amount of policemen cost so much, Land Rovers cost so much, all the rest of it, I'd believe it when they show me it in black and white.
Is there a certain point where you and your fellow protesters hand this over to the politicians to take up on your behalf?
No, we didn't start it with the politicians, and I don't see the politicians having any control over it. This is the ordinary people in the street, in the area, in the community that are running the protest and keeping the protest going. Every person in the local neighbourhood are 100% behind this protest. This is not a political protest in so much as any political party running it. This is the ordinary people running it until the three lodges get home.
My name's John Ockey, and I'm a member of LOL 647. That's the lodge from Upper Ardoyne.
Tell me why you're here. Why does it, you know, it's obviously we're into September now, so it's a couple of months past the 12th of July. So why are you still here?
Well, we're prevented from going home on the 12th of July. It is as simple as that. The lodges, two from Ballysillan, one from Upper Ardoyne, have been going home on the after celebrating our culture every 12th night. In the case of Laganeel Two Blues, since 1870, that's well over 100 years, never a problem. Then because it suited certain people's agenda to make an issue of it and they decided it was contentious and we shouldn't be allowed home, then we're stopped from going home.
How long will this camp stay here?
As long as it takes, until we get home.
With Richard Haass due next week, would you like to see him come down here and meet the likes of yourselves?
I would like to see him, but I'm sure he won't.
Do you think he needs to come down here, though, and get the temperature of the people here?
I don't know if he needs to. He should be informed exactly how people feel about this, which is immense anger. Real anger that I never haven't experienced in this room since the Shangle Dawn.
That's Lisa McAllister up there yesterday afternoon. The Sinn Féin MLA, Gerry Kelly, with us this morning. Morning, Gerry.
How are you doing, Stephen? Good morning. Let me just apologise. Yeah, I need to go to about 20 past now. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Winston Irvine from the PUP. Morning, Winston.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, you hear, Gerry Kelly, that sense of anger. You will be aware of it. And people on the ground now, day in, day out, Do you understand that anger? Do you acknowledge it? Do you acknowledge that it's real?
Well, I think you have to acknowledge it, and because it's been said by the people who are there. But I mean, let's be clear about this. There was a few things said. I think John Ochey of LOL 647 said that, you know, this has been happening for, he said, over 100 years, never a problem. I was reading an article in the paper the other day where it said that there was riots being caused by these parades in 1874. You know, so, and we don't even have to go back that far. It's just that he said it hasn't, you know, it's never been a problem for over 100 years, which is not true. And all you have to do is go back over the last 20 years if you want to see the difficulties that are there. So, I mean, we need to be clear about that. Making statements like that is wrong. I'm on the policing board. Somebody else said about the 50,000 per night. You know, it isn't that hard to get a breakdown on it. It's like two wages for two nurses, you know, a night, which has been used up there. And a lot of it is to do with having to be on standby for the possibility of walking up. And on a number of occasions, the Orange Order and others have tried to walk up, even though they're banned from doing it. So they're there to make sure that the determination is seen. The last thing I would say is, you know, they call this the peace camp and the civil rights camp and what have you. You know, then why put it on an interface? You know, if the parade was blocked, I think it's 100 or 150 yards down Woodville, then put your camp there. Bring it up on some interface is a deliberate, an absolute deliberate attempt to increase tension. And indeed, I'm getting reports on a fairly regular basis that people passing it, maybe even down to Tesco's and what have you, are getting sectarian abuse.
Winston?
Morning, Stephen.
Why put it at the interface if it's a genuine peace camp?
Well, the location was chosen by the Parades Commission. It wasn't chosen by the unionist community. That's the area in which the Parades Commission chose the block, the parade from returning home. So,
well, they didn't choose to have a camp there. The question is, why have the camp there?
No, they chose the location, is the point I'm making. Probably
150 yards away from there, Winston.
Well, Gerry, I didn't interrupt you, so if you let me just finish.
It's a fact, you know.
I think the reason why people have decided to set up camp there is simply because it's handy to other resources within the area. And it's there because it is at a point where people can come and safely protest and make their voices heard because nobody else is listening to them. We've been warning for many years about the consequences of Sinn Féin's actions and Republicans from Ardoyne trying to inhibit and prohibit unionist people from expressing their cultural rights. And nobody was listening. And I have to say that the civil rights camp has been peaceful. It hasn't been a problem for the people within the local area. They have been very supportive of it. And it's there to ensure that the voices of the people is heard, because
it's costing the local community, and that's the local Protestant and Catholic community, it's costing £50,000 a day to police.
Well,
£50,000 a day, Winston.
People should have factored these costs in whenever they were conniving to stop the parade in the first place. Again,
so hold the country to ransom, is that it?
No, it's not holding the country to ransom at all. In fact, you know, it's definitely a very effective way of expressing your opposition to what is fundamentally the withdrawal of a basic human right. Gerry said there himself that he knows the parades have been going on in that area for well over 100 years. So why in 2013, after all the peace agreements, after all the progress that has been made, why in 2013 should we as a society begin to withdraw traditions and to impact on a rich heritage because of someone's opposition? We need to build a society whereby people can oppose and express their opposition to whatever it is, whether it's a parade or whether it's some other form of expression, and to do so peacefully and dignified. But we haven't been able to reach that point. Republicans have used violence to stop the parade. And there has been an appeasement policy. And that is why the parade has been stopped. And that is why people have said enough's enough.
Who's behind this loyalist protest parade on Saturday week? Who's behind that? Police Federation expressing concern about it?
Well, I think you probably have to ask the police who's behind it, whoever put in the application to apply for the parade. There should be someone there.
Is the PUP supporting it?
Well, we're not taking responsibility for it at all, Steve. I'm not aware of the details of it, so I'm not going to, you know, comment on something that I'm not aware of the details
of. Would you advise people to stay away or take part?
Well, again, like I said, I'm not aware of the full detail on it, so I don't want to be drawn into comment on something that I'm not au fait with.
What type of loyalist are you if there's a loyalist protest parade and you know nothing about it?
Well, I'm a loyal person. I have been dedicated and I have been a activist all of my adult life, so my record speaks for itself.
Right. So,
in terms of the...
You've kind of shunned the loyalist protest parade then because you're publicly saying you know nothing about it.
Well, because I don't know something doesn't mean to say that I'm any less of a person. You know, there's plenty you don't know. There's plenty we all don't know. So, you know, I don't think that's a great issue.
Gerry Kelly, reach out to those people who are standing there, who feel that their rights are being taken away from them.
Well, I've said this to you before, and I know you understand it. You know, trying to do that on a radio is very, very difficult. The core way to do that is in terms of dialogue. And, I mean, I'm speaking as a political representative. I'm absolutely open to dialogue, have been involved in it, will continue to be involved in it. But this issue, I think, really is a dialogue between, which did start, remember, just before the 12th of July, way too late, but it did start. It was a move forward. And from then, we have not had a move from the Orange Order to come back into that dialogue. And that's the dialogue which counted and will count. Whatever the outcome of it is, by the way, you know, because you have to go into these things without a preconceived idea. But could I just say to Winky, I mean, what Winston is doing is distancing himself from the parade, then he should say that. I mean, it's up in the sights. I can tell you what the parade is. He's from the City Hall, goes along Donegal Place, along Royal Avenue, up North Street, which incidentally is one of the reasons that we've already been into the Parades Commission, because it's at that one side of Carrick Hill, and along the Shankill Road, up Woodvale Road, the Woodvale Parade. Aye, and interestingly, again, that parade's going up the Woodvale Parade, where the actual block was made the last time. And, you know, when Winston says they've got it at Twaddell because it's handy, I mean, that's patently untrue. It's at Twaddell because Twaddell is the interface. Woodvale Parade is not. They're putting it deliberately at the interface to cause attention. If you want to know why there's £50,000 a day being spent on that, it's because precisely because it's at Woodville. It wouldn't cost the same if it was taken back from the interface, because the danger, and the police have said this publicly, is that it's a tinderbox ready to go off at any time. Now, that's the difficulties, and we shouldn't avoid those difficulties or try and pretend that it's some other reasoning.
Steve, can I
the
just
Orange Order are clearly involved, point? And the Orange Order clearly put that there very purposefully to deal with that.
Go ahead, Winston.
Well, I think there's two things. First of all, the presence on a Saturday is held at the Woodvale Road and Woodvale Parade Junction. So the significance of the actual spot where the parade has been blocked from progressing through has been acknowledged and has had a presence at it basically every week. So it's not to say that the protest doesn't happen at the actual location where the parade was stopped, because it does. The other point is that the protest camp, in terms of access, for all sorts of logistical reasons, is located where it is because of the access that it has and because of the strategic importance that it has to the unionist community and within the wider area of making sure that people can access it.
And Winston, on Saturday week, you have no advice to people whatsoever as to whether they should take part or not.
Well, I think if people want to take part, they're quite entitled to do so. We would expect the people to do it peacefully and dignified and within the law.
Are you taking part, Winston?
I'm not, no. I'm not taking part in the parade from Belfast.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Why not?
Because I choose not to, Stephen.
But why?
Because I make my feelings clear on a Saturday at the junction of the Woodville Road and Woodville Braid. That's the place where I go and have always done from the DNR this situation was brought about. So it's not that we're distancing ourselves, as Jerry put it, or I'm simply saying that I don't know who it is that's behind the event. I'm not involved in it, and therefore I'm not going to take responsibility for something I'm not responsible for.
Okay.